This is Marguerite Rigoglioso of Seven Sisters Mystery School, and I'm in a cosmic Q&A today on Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. This is a time in which one of the most helpful things you can do for our world is to experience and express gratitude for the things that you love about your own life. This is a gratitude that is not a defensive kind of grabbing gratitude, like, thank goodness I'm not, dot, 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 but rather just a pure, wondrous gratitude for anything big and small that you are enjoying in your life, that is working, that you're happy to have, expressing your happiness wherever you find it is a great gift to others. And just even radiating that energy, whether you communicate any of this to others or not, is a very great gift at this time. It seems paradoxical. It seems that perhaps you're being lazy or you should be getting out and doing something. But in fact, in this time of, in many cases, encouraged isolation or alienation, this is a beacon that you can be shining in your own heart, in your own home. There are so many things going on and swirling around that you may or may not be able to influence. But one thing you can influence is how you are feeling every day. And you can influence how you come into a state of well-being by what you choose to do and not do, what you choose to listen to, look at, and not listen to and look at, knowing that this too shall pass. And we are in a great game. We're learning more and more about the nature of illusion, the nature of fear, and how that influences how we experience reality rather than how reality actually is. So that is something for you to ponder and keep in mind. Many of us at this point in our lives, whatever our age, and especially those of us who have been cultivating awareness for quite a bit of time, are now feeling and sensing the greater, grander opening, the ability to access information instantaneously. So even without plant medicine or anything but closing your eyes, becoming quiet, or just walking in nature perhaps and tuning in, or just being and tuning in. We're all being encouraged to cultivate this more and more, to open more and more to the information and the energy frequencies that are available to us if we but open. And there is such a wealth of information, healing, and understanding, transmission, transformation that is available to us if we just become quiet and receive, ask, and intend. Go into conversation with your guidance, whoever or whatever you perceive that guidance to be. And you can always ask that only guidance of the true love, light, and wisdom come to you, be available to you, and that all other energies leave your space. So, in many regards, we have the ability more and more and more to become our own oracles, our own psychics, our own wise person. And the time of the great unrest, the time of the seeming dismantling, the time of the seeming enforced stillness or pressured stillness, can be an opportunity to go inward. Think of the person who is in whatever environment, even an incarcerated environment, who can go deeper and deeper and deeper into other dimensions of reality and can therefore pull through different emotional states that might seem at odds with the current circumstances, and yet you can pull in a state of well-being. This is not a denial, this is not a putting head in the sand to quote-unquote the troubles that are out there. It's more, the more you carry the frequency of contentment, peace, happiness, gratitude, the more you assist from the comfort of your very own living room, meditation cushion, or wherever you may be. You can, through this means, adjust, integrate, and regulate your emotional life. Tune it and turn it upward. Allow it to become more positive, generally happier. And that kind of energy becomes very healing for everyone else, even if you are in line in a store or at a gas pump looking at another person who's pumping gas and you strike up a friendly conversation. Simply sitting at home right now, coming into a deeper state of peace, radiating that energy out, is one of the most helpful things you can be doing right now. Of course, you can also do it in groups. You can call friends to do it, if not in person, on the phone, on Zoom, on any of the other technology platforms that are available if you're wanting a feeling of comfort and camaraderie and the presence of others. For those of us in the global north, this can be a deep time of going inward, which is going to a place of expansion. If there is greater darkness, a greater number of dark hours, you can use those dark hours to go into the deep. Evening meditations can be wonderful journeys that have a different tone and frequency, perhaps, than morning or afternoon meditations. Some of you are going through a dark night of the soul. Frequently now, there are not one, not two, but three or four major life challenges that are coming upon people. It could be in the form of illnesses, deaths, losses of relationships, losses of money, just large troubles. So just know, if you are going through something like this, that the more you can every day sit quietly somewhere, whether it's on a meditation cushion, a couch, a chair, wherever, or perhaps whether it's walking out in nature, you can feel yourself grounding from your abdomen, sending a stretchable tree trunk all the way to the center of the earth, visioning it as a molten golden crystal, and seeing that grounding trunk wrap around the core crystal three times, and feel the golden light of Mother Earth surging up that trunk all the way up to your root chakra and up your chakras to your crown, and feeling it spill out your crown like fountain of golden energy. And the more you can do that and just calm your breath, calm your heart rate every day, and therefore calm your thoughts, the more you will be able to move through the challenges with greater peace and greater understanding about what their meanings are for you. the more you will be able to transmute the emotions that are arising with these challenges into something positive, so that you can more, quote, go with the flow in a surrendered way that is also grounded. So it's not a surrender that is letting you just float willy-nilly. It's more like a boat in a river that has a grounding trunk to the center of the earth and is guided because of that grounding trunk, even as it floats hither and yon. Some of us have gone through quite a bit of dark night of the soul already for the past 10 years, and may be inexplicably finding ourselves in a new zone of well-being and peace, despite what seems to be going on around us, even with those close to us. So those of us who are in that position, this is an even greater opportunity to truly use that energy of well-being and transmit it in the form of love, love vibration, in the form of light, in the form of all of the thought forms of positive emotions, gratitude, peace, happiness, sweetness, harmony, concord. So that is another way that you can be extra grateful about the fact that you have made it through a passage over the past decade, and you can now be helpful in a different way than expected. Cultivating peace in your heart is a great balancing to whatever unrest may be seeming to occur in the collective. Once again, contacting the goddess of peace, known to the Greeks as Irene, really working with her consciously, and the goddess Harmony, Harmonia, Concord, just tune into their vibrations, say hello to them, ask them, invite them to have more of a presence in your life, to be in communication with you, to grant you their gifts, and to make yourself willing to support them in their work of sharing their energies throughout the planet and the three-dimensional realm and beyond. Of course, we have the great masters, such as Blessed Mother Mary, the Christed Master Jesus, the Magdalene, and others who are available in a very great way to work with our hearts, to work with our wombs, our womb portals, regardless of our gender identity, our Nadibindu point, the access point around the navel, that is an entryway to Mother Divine herself. These beings can help us with our self-regulation, the amplification of our heart energy, our love energy, the further opening of our consciousness and the integration of the consciousness with the heart, with the creative energy of the womb chakra and portal. And of course, this is a time when we are entering the realm of re-inhabiting, re-bringing into our reality the energy, the vibration of Mother Divine herself. the power of all that is, who contains both masculine and feminine within herself. What happens when we tune into that feminine valence of the divine? A healthy and whole feminine valence, you may want to explore that for yourself. What does that mean in your life? What energies, changes, and gifts can it bring, can she bring into your life? What transformations can you experience in your life when you connect with the vibration of Mother Divine as supreme being of the all that is? This is a profound time. For us to open and learn and be present in this cosmic communication. So while all of the electronic communications and videos and things can be good at times, it's important to allow for the direct communication with the realms. Receiving the information yourself that you're seeking through these many connectivities, these many media modules and so forth that you're looking for, that you're searching on. Remember that you are the Divine One. So as you're listening to this, perhaps you can close your eyes and have an experience of this as you breathe. Ask Mother Earth to receive that grounding and send that nice thick trunk, the whole circumference of your abdomen, down to the golden core of the earth, the molten golden core crystal, and feel it wrap around that core and pull snugly and feel the golden light of Mother Earth surging all the way up through her layers to your root, all the way up through your chakras, out your crown, and feel the energy of the golden light cascading like a fountain out into your auric field, 3 feet out in every direction, all the way down around below your feet. And feel that your central core of light, the light body, feel the existence of that, the reality of that, as you breathe. And feel that this is but one candle flame that has been lit from the central candle flame of the Divine Mother of Reality. You are a replica of that great central flame. And if you want to remind yourself of this, you can light a candle and then light other candles from those candles and have them lit and understand that you are one of those candles that has been lit from the central candle. This is one way of looking at the menorah, for example. Feel your candle light, your flame within you. And feel that you have all the resources of Mother Divine within you by virtue of that candle flame, which is her essence. Just let that cultivate within you for a moment here. As you breathe, And as you feel your central flame, feel it truly activating, intensifying, amplifying, and radiating its energy out to your entire physical and energetic body, your mental layer, your spiritual layer, your emotional layer, all the layers of your flame that is your body, mind, spirit. Feel it activating, amplifying, integrating, clearing, cleansing. And feel that flame really rooted in your root chakra, going all the way up to your crown. And if there's a chakra in your life that is needing a little attention, perhaps your root chakra through fears of money or safety or survival or health, or your second chakra, the sphere of relationships, your third chakra, the sphere of emotions, power, mothering, the entire womb chakra, the sphere of co-creative possibility and receptivity, which overlays over your entire abdomen. The heart chakra, issues of love. The throat chakra, issues of expression and creativity. The third eye, issues of seeing and knowing. The crown, issues of connectivity to the divine. Just see where that flame might want to be burning anything away or amplifying the energies there. And the eighth chakra, a foot above your head, which is the octave unification of all of the other chakras in a new dimensional frequency, you at the fifth dimension. Feel that activating, clearing, amplifying. And just breathe. And know that any troubles, traumas, trials, tribulations, irritations that you're experiencing and going through are just areas that are showing you where to put more attention in your life. There is a message there for you. A message of perhaps self-care or self-love that is there for you to unlock and activate and receive what that message is right now for you. And know that you can come back again and again to this place of conversation, opening, clearing, healing, receptivity, understanding, raising up of your vibration to assist yourself, your loved ones, and our world in this time. May this transmission have been a blessing to you, and may you enjoy the rest of your day with greater grace, ease, wisdom, and joy. Blessed be.